So since I went back to work today, the feeling of stress and busyness is on my mind, even after being there for a total of 3 hours. So that's, busyness is at the forefront right now for me. And there's a song that has caught my interest recently by a Scottish songwriter and musician named Carine Polwart. And the title of the song is Harder to Walk These Days Than Run. These days, what stands out as important to me these days as compared to days in the past? What was important to me in the past? Well, in the past, certainly people who I knew, who I spent time with, the connections and relationships that I've had, but also the places where I've lived, the connections to the area, the places that I would travel to on a regular basis, but also learning, experimentation, exploration, they're all common themes for me. Also justice and knowing what's right and standing up in defense of it. The things that don't stand out as important to me, or things that aren't worth stressing over, what I did on June 23rd, 2008, no idea. what I cooked for dinner yesterday, again, no idea. that I actually accomplished a to-do list sometime in 1983, I don't know. So a couple of years ago, I took a new job with the Air Force and moved back from Castle Rock down to Falcon. And things at that time got a lot busier in my life. So back to this song, so much harder to walk these days than run. One of the verses that stands out to me from this song goes, and how can I consider what's wrong and what's right when everything moves even faster than light? I'm not even sure I can trust in the sun. It's so much harder to walk these days than run. A familiar sense of busyness immediately shows up. By this, I'm talking about the mindset of busyness and not the actual amount of activity that I do. In our society, we're constantly bombarded with information, more information and input than we can actually process. We have to somehow come up with a methodology for quickly determining what things are important to pay attention to and what things are not. Of all the stream of information flooding past me, tons of actions asking to be done just leap out at me pretty regularly. I find myself filtering information often by asking myself, is this something I need to find myself filtering information by asking myself, is this something that I need to take action on, and if or not? If so, I make the quick decision to put them on the list or know that I'll never get to them, and I need to have a way of consciously letting go of them at that time. So I have an overflowing list of things that I want to get done, most of which has been on the list for over 6 months and probably will never get completed. What this means is that questions like this sometimes, questions like, is this something that wants to be savored, or how does this make me feel, often get left in the dust. I don't allow them the space to come in. Then there's a group of things that actually I do complete, the things that happen to float to the top of the list. They seem vitally important to me as I'm doing them, but perhaps they aren't as important as I think. Or maybe they are, and they're setting the stage for other things to happen. It just helps to notice my mindset and energy as these things are happening. I notice, though, that I tend to find myself with an attachment to this imaginary list of activities that I have made up, combined with commitments that I have made that need to be addressed. I find also that my mindset of busyness depends on my internal dialogue in defining a task. That often determines how busy I feel. For example, I can put on my list that I have to make an egg, or I can think about all the steps that it takes to make that egg and put each of those things on the list individually. So I have to take out a pan, get out butter, take out a spatula, turn on the stove, put butter in the pan, get out an egg, crack the egg, put away the eggs, add salt and pepper, cook the eggs, flip the eggs, get out a plate, take out a fork. You get the point. And to me, this is a matter of perspective and focus. Playing with figure and ground. A wide focus of, I just have to make an egg. Or a narrow focus of all the little tiny steps that go into it. I find that often my focus tends to be too narrow, which leads to a feeling of busyness and is completely separate from anything that I actually do. I tend to be very detail-oriented. I have spent many years training in service, personal service primarily, and I found that in service, the seemingly small details really are what makes a big difference, so I tend to prioritize them higher on any list of things to do. Remembering that a guest in my home loves lemon desserts and drinks Voodoo Ranger beer, so I keep those on hand, doesn't actually take a lot of time, but it shows her that she's important to me, that I care about her happiness in some small way at least, or at least that I'm paying attention and trying to stay relevant to her. Each of these details doesn't take a lot of time, but given too many of them, they can pile up pretty quickly. I find myself often becoming overwhelmed in details, a feeling I think is connected to busyness. The more full my plate already is, the fewer details I can handle, and the more frantic I become. Often, though, I have a hard time distinguishing what is the most important. Sometimes it's glaringly clear, but other times things that all seem equally important just blend together, and I can't seem to prioritize where to even start. So I tend to just dig in and try to power through it all, particularly when I'm at work. I've shared with some of you the chaotic nature of my job. I work in a fairly new organization on an ops floor, operational floor for the military, and there's about 200 seats in the room that I work in, at tables, no offices. I don't have my own desk or my own spot to sit in. The design of the room is intended to increase collaboration, and it does that, but it also makes it so that on any given day, I'm approached by no less than 10 or so people who have questions for me, tasks for me to do, help they need from me. I also have 7 different computer systems with email accounts associated with each of them, and I get about 300 emails a day. My job is to interact with defense contractors often and tell them what our organization needs them to build for us, and describing necessary software functionality and giving feedback as they build the software. I work with hundreds of contractors who all know me as the customer, and I maybe know a few handfuls of them. So it gets overwhelming really quickly, to say the least. But I've long held this belief that there really is no such thing as being too busy for something or something. But this job has kind of taught me that I need to take that with a grain of salt. But when I tell somebody that I'm too busy for them, what I'm really saying is that they're not a high enough priority for me. I know there's limits to this, but I honestly try to give the people that I work with and that I interact with on a given day the time that they ask of me, which often leads to more things just not getting done. This sets up a dichotomy for me by privileging tasks over people, as I tend to get stressed out about the things I'm not doing. I recently read a book called Standing at the Edge by Joan Halifax, where she talks about edge states, and she also mentions that we can't awaken if we're busy. So just a couple paragraphs from her book. Over the years, I slowly became aware of 5 internal and interpersonal qualities that are keys to compassionate and courageous life, and without which we cannot serve, nor can we survive. Yet if these precious resources deteriorate, they can manifest as dangerous landscapes that cause harm. I call these bivalent qualities edge states. The edge states are altruism, empathy, integrity, respect, and engagements. Assets of a mind and heart that exemplify caring, connection, virtue, and strength. Yet we also lose our firm footing on the high edge if any of these qualities, and slide into a mire of suffering where we find ourselves caught in the toxic and chaotic waters of harmful aspects of an edge state. So I find myself wondering if action and activity is an edge state too. Doing things that can have a strong positive impact on the world. But I know that I find myself falling over the edge into a constant state of busyness, which does tend to use up all the space given to it and does not allow anything else to come in. So why do I find myself in such a busy state so often? I think for me, there's an addiction to busyness. There's a feeling of importance when I'm busy. Like when I'm doing something, I think I really matter, or it really matters. It can also be something of a status symbol. I'm ashamed to say that when I walk through the ops floor at work, running from one meeting to another, wondering if I have 2 minutes to run to the restroom before the next meeting, I see people standing around talking about how their weekend was. I get upset. Why am I seeming to work so hard when they have all this time to chit-chat? When I step back from this initial reaction, though, I think about the rising number of suicides in the military, people continually being asked to do more with less, even though we have completely run out of excess capacity. I think about the connections people are making with each other, talking about the hike they took, or their dog, or their favorite scent of Bath & Body Works candles, and I remind myself that these connections are more important than the endless projects I have constantly tugging at me. I also notice the discomfort that I feel when I'm not busy, particularly if it comes immediately following a busy period. There's an uneasy, lost, unsure where to focus, wanting to make the most of unbusy time, planning, which leads to other things to do and right back into busyness. Also, I've felt guilt in having downtime when I don't accomplish anything, when there's so much left undone. Several folks noticed that recently I went through a pretty long period of depression, and during this time I found myself left with a complete inability to describe to myself what was wrong, what was bothering me, and what I was even feeling most of the time. I knew that I felt buried, drowning, unsure if anything I was doing really was important. I just could not find the root of these feelings. I just knew that when October rolled around and there was talk of the retreat possibly happening and possibly not happening, I knew I absolutely needed the retreat. I couldn't really even express to myself why I felt so strong of a pull, but I knew that it was absolutely critical. I now reflect back to when I first started attending Monday evening meditation a few years ago. After the first or second time, I remember telling my therapist about this huge weight that was lifted and a relief that I felt by allowing the timekeeper to carry time. I felt like I found a space where I could catch my breath, put down that busyness of the world, even for just a short period, and I recognized that gift almost immediately. It was several months before I attended my first retreat, and I heard the timekeeper say in words what I already had the felt experience of, "Let me carry time. You can set it down for a bit." So it shouldn't have come as such a shock that the depression completely dissolved at the retreat. But I didn't go into the retreat with that expectation. Depression had been my companion for so many months, and where did it go? I looked for it, and there was nothing there. I instinctively knew that it was a shift in the energy that dissolved it. A stopping of busyness, a stillness. So what void am I filling with busyness? It's twofold. The first part is covering up an inadequacy that I feel. If I'm busy, if I accomplish all the things, that makes me good, right? The second is wanting to feel important and sometimes believing that I'm uniquely qualified for a given task, that I'm the only one that could do it. These two feed each other. Feeling inadequate, so wanting to do something to feel important, but not being able to do them because I'm too busy, so I feel inadequate. and turns into this cycle. I find the absence of busyness in this practice a really radical state of being, countercultural and vitally important. This is one of the thousands of reasons this practice is central to my life. I need to surround myself with people who also can see this value in non-busyness. I seem to be craving depth rather than skimming the surface, and when busy, surface waiting is all I'm able to do. I don't even know how to define the depth, except something that begins to peek out if there's enough space and quietness for it. I had a long break at Thanksgiving and found myself noticing with this lack of work and lack of tasks what felt like the real me was able to show up. So I'm working to encourage more of this in my life and my practice. I feel like the last verse of the song, Harder to Walk These Days Than Run, is a song of gratitude to this tradition and the three treasures. It goes, "You told me everything in its own time, and you waited for yours, and I waited for mine. And right from the start, I knew you were the one who'd make it easier to walk these days than run." So I'd like to play the song, and then I'll hand out lyrics to it as well. So we'll see if this works.
Make it easier to walk these days.